Chapter 45. Reggie rose early. The night sky was still in the process of burning into dawn. She opened the window to her bedroom and gazed out. From habit, she peered toward the villa next door, but saw no activity. Still, she was sure his men would be on guard outside. Roussillon today, and dinner at his place tonight, and she dreaded all of it, even though it could immeasurably aid in bringing Kuchin down. She was steadfastly counting the minutes to when they would end the man's life. It couldn't come soon enough for her. She showered, dressed, and left her villa by the side door. She had something she wanted to do. No, something she needed to do. She walked up the hill to Gord. There were a few people already about, including a man hosing down the streets. He nodded at her as she passed. Her feet carried her past the town square and around the curve of the road. The hotel was located on the left, through a set of double glass doors. She roused a sleepy-looking clerk at the front desk. In French, she said, "Can you ring Bill Young's room, please? Tell him it's Jane Collins." The clerk, an older thin man with puffy white hair and slack cheeks, looked a bit miffed and even suspicious. "It's very early, young lady. I doubt he's even up." "He's expecting me," she lied.
"At this hour?"
"We're having breakfast together." The clerk didn't look convinced, but he rang the room. "No answer," he said, putting the phone down. "He might be in the shower," said Reggie.
"He might be," said the clerk defensively.
"Could you ring him again in a few minutes?"
"I suppose I could, if it's necessary."
"It is necessary," Reggie said politely but firmly. The clerk tried again 5 minutes later. "Still, no answer," he said in a tone that indicated their discussion was over. "Did you see him go out?"
"No."
Reggie had a sudden thought. "He hasn't checked out, has he?"
"Why would he, if he was going to have breakfast with you?"
"Plans sometimes change." "He didn't check out, at least not while I've been on duty." "Can you examine the register from before you came on duty?" The man sighed but did so. "He didn't check out." "Then can you go to his room?"
"Why?"
"To see if he's okay. He might be ill, or he might have fallen."
"I seriously doubt that."
"He's an American. They sue over everything. If he's sick or hurt and you don't check even though I asked you to, it could open the hotel to enormous liability." Her words had their intended effect. The man grabbed a key and headed up the stairs. Reggie started to follow.
"Where do you think you're going?" he asked.
"I have training in medicine. If he's hurt, I can help." They hurried up the stairs. The clerk knocked, then called out, then knocked again.
"Unlock the door," Reggie urged. "This is very much against hotel policy."
"Oh, for God's sake." She grabbed the key, shoved him out of the way, and unlocked the door. She stepped inside with the clerk right behind. It only took her a minute to see that the room was empty. Yet all of Shaw's things were still there. "The bed hasn't been slept in," she said, as she looked accusingly at the clerk.
"It is not my responsibility to determine that all guests are in and accounted for," he added with indignation.
Reggie thought quickly. The man had come on at midnight, and Bill had left her home around 11. It was a 5-minute walk up. What if he had never made it? But she'd made certain Waller's man heard that he was leaving town. He would have no reason to...
"Excuse me," said the clerk.
Jolted from these thoughts, Reggie saw that he had his hand out for the key. She gave it to him.
"You should report this to the police," she advised. "I do not think so. He might not have come back to the hotel last night because he had something better to do." He gave her a knowing look. "This is Provence, after all."
"Can I search his room, then, for a clue to where he might have gone?"
"If you attempt that, Rest assured that I will call the police. Exasperated, Reggie pushed past him and raced back down the stairs. She left the building and was hurrying back to her villa when she heard the screech of tires behind her. She turned and saw the car stop in front of the hotel. She flitted into the shadows and watched as three men, one wearing an old-fashioned hat, jumped out of the vehicle and raced into the hotel. She didn't venture closer because she could see that the driver was still in the car. A few minutes later, the men came out again, only now one of them was carrying something. Reggie instantly recognized it as the suitcase that was in Bill Young's room. As the car flew past where she was hiding, she saw the man wearing the hat through the car's passenger window. He was on the phone, talking fast, and he didn't look happy at all. Reggie hurried back to the hotel. The clerk sat mutely behind the desk. "I saw the men come," Reggie began.
"This is the worst morning of my life," moaned the older man.
"What did they want?"
He stood. "What did they want? What did they want? The same thing you wanted. Who is this man you all want?"
"Did they say anything to you?"
"They said nothing."
"Then why did you let them take his things?"
In a tremulous voice, he said, "Because they had guns. Now get out!"